Good morning. Having just returned from Washington, D.C., the March for Life on Friday, having witnessed on TV the crowds of the past week at the inauguration and the Women's March, and now this morning at various airports, I'd like to say a word about crowds. For some people, crowds are a source of great anxiety and fear. Some people avoid crowds. They are called the anaclophobiacs. I had to Google that one. The fear of crowds. For other people, there's great comfort in a crowd. Crowds offer anonymity. They offer solidarity and protection. There can be strength in numbers and crowds. Whether you like it or don't, crowds are a part of the human experience. And as such, throughout sacred scripture, we find the reality of crowds. In fact, they're mentioned quite often in the scripture. Groups of people, whole nations, multitudes of people. And our Lord himself spent a lot of time with crowds. We find that word in the opening line of today's gospel. It's the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. And it begins with the line that Jesus sees the crowd. And looking at them, we're told that he goes up the mountain. Not because Jesus is an anaclophobiac. No, he's not scared of crowds. But rather he goes up that mountain to teach this crowd. And it's a very significant moment. We know, as the Jews would know, that mountains are sacred places. You're closer to God up on the mountaintop, the place of revelation. And Jesus sits down on top of that mountain in the position of a teacher, the new Moses, fulfilling the old law. And his teaching is rather startling. On the one hand, it sounds like pie-in-the-sky type stuff, hopeful sentiments. Maybe even, when you first read it, crazy talk, blessedness. On the other hand, there's something very real to what Jesus is speaking of. He's taking everyday, very earthly matters and experiences. Things like mourning and suffering and poverty. And he's attaching them to blessedness. Jesus is declaring and making 8 promises on this mountain. And in this opening scene, we see him not just raising the people up, but we see Jesus himself going down. And he reveals in a new way his deep communion with this crowd. And he invites them to a deep communion with himself. It's as though Jesus is beginning to form a remnant, taking from this crowd and pulling out from them various threads, naming the experiences in this crowd. And taking those experiences from their hearts and uniting them with his. And so we see him gathering the lonely, the poor, the meek, the persecuted. And he begins to form and to shape something new, something beautiful. And he names it. pretty clear from this scene that the message of Jesus Christ is not one size fits all. The gospel is not a corporate or communist way for the masses. But it's also not scattered pieces of advice, loose threads for individualistic tastes, or whatever works for you. Oh no. The way of Jesus Christ and his gospel is for all. And it sees everything in the crowd, all that is in us. It respects that all, and it wants to join that all into a communion of life and love with him. And so more than just calling together crowds, Jesus is calling together a community. More than just scattered pieces, Jesus is forming a beautiful remnant. And it's pretty clear from this scene, which in some scripture scholars says that this Sermon on the Mount is the guts of the gospel. This is it. It's pretty clear that it is only the humble ones, the little ones, in whom this work can be done. Person to person, connected to Christ, with great intention and love. This past week, I just sent in the spiritual report for St. Patrick. So as pastor, I kind of have to do the spiritual census. And you know, this parish is a bit of a crowd. At last count, we were 1,497 families. That's about 6,000 people. And there's a lot of us who can get lost in this crowd. And that might be a good thing, if you like that. But it could be a terrible thing if you feel lonely in the crowd, or if you're hiding from the gospel and Jesus Christ. Because Jesus only saves us as we encounter him personally in the community. And so this Lent, we're going to form little small communities in our parish. Not so much to talk about all of our problems and difficulties, but to form a place like that mountain where the Word of God can be more deeply engaged so that his Word can reach more. And if there's people in our parish not being reached, and there are, maybe they're behind you or next to you, or maybe you might feel like coming to church just ain't doing it. This is an opportunity for us to come more closely and personally to the Word of God, not just on Sunday, but in one another's homes and with a more sincere heart. My friends, in a world that has grown quite crowded and confused, we can thank God for the clarity and the communion that he wants to form. And the Beatitudes show us the way to that communion, where we can become more fully united with him and realize his union with us. Let us pray for the grace to allow Jesus to draw out of our own hearts this week all the scattered pieces so that all may be one and we may be more that body of Christ to give witness to others of God's continued and great love.